Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about There Is More. We're talking about this new series, understanding that there is more. And I was sitting here thinking about, you know, over my life, things that I've thought about when I was younger, and, you know, how when I was 14 or 15, I started just hearing my own spirit and working on myself. There were just thoughts I said to myself, like upscale, sophisticated, and you know, and then nobility, you know, I would just say those things. And then what I discovered was I was at a meeting and a person called me out, and the very same things that my spirit told me were the same things that they spoke out loud. And this is, you know, I'm almost approaching my 50th birthday. And so that tells you, over the years, I've just focused on myself. And this is why your spirit, your energy, your prana, your chi has everything inside of you that you will ever need, because it will guide you into those things. And this is one of the reasons why we often enter into relationships, to get us to be pure, to listen to ourselves. That's what relationships help us to do. They just work on the level of getting us to be us. That's really important to remember, that our relationships are designed to get us to be into the relationships of who we are. That's why we have a relationship to love, and a relationship to ourselves. Our relationship to ourselves will help us to really come into what we're supposed to be doing. This is why, you know, I've always tell people, you're assured of wealth. This is what the spirit tells all of us. The spirit tells us all the same information. What people try to do is, anytime anybody tries to attack your identity, they try to attack your relationships to love, they try to attack your relationships to each other, and to yourself, in order to obtain power. But you've been given an energy of empowerment. You have a relationship to yourself. Your spirit is going to get you to the places that you're supposed to be. And all you have to do is work on you. That's the most important thing to do, is to work on who you are. Nobody can change that. All people will see is that you work on yourself. They will look at you and see that you work on yourself. That's important to remember, because you have a unique energy signature, and no one else is you. And this is one of the reasons why, when you listen to yourself and you work on yourself, you will become who you're supposed to be. And you will get everything you're supposed to be. This is what happens in marriage. Marriage is, you're just one spirit. And so what happens in marriage is that the more you're working on yourself, your partner benefits as well, because everything just becomes, everything is just manifested. And this is what marriage does. You working on yourself, things will just automatically happen, because it's energy. Marriage is energy. That's what marriage is. It's total energy. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, we begin to work on ourselves in everything that we're doing. We focus on ourselves, because there is more. There's unlimited. You think you've not even begin to scratch the surface of what you're supposed to have and do and be in this life, because it's your spirit. This is why you dream, and your energy dreams bigger beyond you. This is why you don't have to go anywhere to do anything. Don't believe the lies. That this is all there is, or, you know, because it's just the beginning, because your spirit is unlimited. You could live a billion years and never scratch the surface of everything you're supposed to have and everything you're supposed to be. This is why you focus on yourself. The reality of this is, you focus on you and everything else will just come into alignment. And this is what, you know, spirit does. Our energy does. Our energy is us. And so it has our best interest in mind. So because our energy has our best interest in mind, we begin to manifest everything that we desire, because it's energy. It's our own energy, our own spirits. I remember years ago, I felt like I would be working in entertainment, in media. And now here I am launching media companies left and right. I mean, it's just how that worked. And so now, you know, Urban City, GB, ginormous GB company that John Green is running. You own something so big you don't think about it, but it's a media company, global media company. It's a global media company, and you know it's just something. It's in your spirit, your energy. But this is why you listen to yourself. You take the time to meditate, to listen to the ideas that come from you, because the ideas that come from you belong to you. They're going to be birthed and manifested. This is what happened when I started my company, RCC. And the ideas that came forth from RCC, you know, became reality in 2002, actually in 1998, you know, using my talents of dance. You always use your talents. And we'll talk about using your talents a little bit later, but you know, I use the talents and the skills that I gained, like dance. And, you know, it was a part of my PE, and I use it as a part of the talent and, you know, that I had to make money. You know, I started to dance, you know, use the talent of speaking to make money. I remember making $250 just for, at the time, a college student, $250 just for speaking. And so that's just how it is. You know, it's just one of those things, $250. That was big time, just for an hour's worth of speaking. And so that's one of the things that you have to remember. And this has been going on for 30 years. You know, I've been a speaker for over 33 years, been a global speaker. But people pay you for their talent, for your talents and your gifts, because there's more there. It will never end. And so this is why, you know, spirit's unlimited. This is why we work on ourselves, because there is always more. Listen to your spirit. You're assured of wealth. You're assured of love. These are things that you are assured of. This is going to happen to you. But you have to just remain in a place where you keep listening and you keep focusing on yourself. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls. And we are talking about there is more. And one of the things about love is just there. One of the things that's beautiful about the presence of love is it's everywhere. In nature, in the trees that you see, in the people that you pass. It's an energy. It's an invisible energy, but it's everywhere. And you're guaranteed love. That's a promise. Because love seeks you out. It always seeks you out. Love always seeks you out. And so because it seeks you out, one of the things that happens is that you will always find it. Love is a powerful energy. It's the most powerful energy in the universe. And so, but it's also the energy that you are. So when you send out love, it works immediately. So instead of looking for love, trying to find love and end up in situations where you are always feeling like you're spinning the dial but not getting what you want to, begin to focus on yourself, because you will begin to attract love to yourself. That's a promise. Love is the totality of the energy that we are. It's an energy. And this is what keeps us who we are. This is why you don't have any worries about anything, because it's love. Love is a very powerful, powerful energy. It's the most powerful energy in the entire universe. There's no time and space in it. And so because there's no time and space in love, you just begin to be and do who you are. And so this is important to remember in all of this, because love is our energy. And so love also heals us. And so this is why when we've had bad relationships or bad situations, we are immediately healed of things. We are immediately healed of everything that we're supposed to be and everything we're supposed to be doing, because love heals us. It's an energy. It heals. Since we are love, when we encounter love, we begin to encounter healing, because it's going to the source. Love is the source. So when we encounter the source of something, it replenishes that which is, you know, taken away. This is why love, you're in the presence of love, you're just automatically healed, because it's an energy. It replenishes your energy. And so this is why we work on ourselves. We will just simply attract love into our lives so that we can live the life that we're supposed to. Love wants us to be happy the duration of our lives, so we're not seeking people. If somebody leaves, one of the things about it, love will draw somebody to us. We just keep loving ourselves. Our lives are, you know, come from within. We don't have to worry about where people are, because if they're not with us, you know, we're still loving. We're still loving. We learn to still love. This is very, very important. As we love, this energy radiates from us. And so it draws more love to us. And this is how it works. Love draws more love to us. This is your host, Rick Rawls. for Morning Joe, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about there is more, and your marriage is an adventure because it is who you are. Your marriage is what you make of it. The more you're putting into your marriage, the more you're getting out of it. Marriage can be a multiplier. If you're putting toxicity into your marriage, of course your marriage is going to be more toxic. But as you are working on yourself, and you putting joy into your marriage, that is what your marriage is going to exude. Your marriage is going to exude. As you put peace into your marriage, this is what your marriage is going to exude all your days. If you put more love into your marriage, this is what it's going to exude. Your marriage is a reflection of you working on yourself and what you're doing. Your marriage, you know, as you are loving your partner, as you're loving yourself, your marriage will go that direction. No one can get in that because his marriage is spiritual. It's an energy. Your marriage is energetic. As you sit here in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control, you begin to exude your marriage. Your marriage will go the way you want it to do to go. And everybody will benefit in the process. This is why you do that. Wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. In understanding, you're going to support your partner in your marriage. And so this is one of the reasons why we are in our marriages and we're in our relationship. You should be in your marriage. You should be in your relationship strongly, and you be there present with by the Spirit, spiritually. You know, first, you know, you can be physically present in something, but not be present in your marriage. You have to remember that you know your marriage all the way. Marriage is first spiritual. This is why we get ourselves together: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, work on ourselves. You know, and then as we do, we will work on. Our other parts of our lives. And so this is really beautiful to know that, you know, that our marriages will go the direction that we want them to go at all times. And so so that's one of the things. There's always going to be more in adventure. This is why you don't have issues over money, because you are assured of wealth. Both of you are assured of wealth. And because you're both assured of wealth, one of the things about this is that you're always going to have your needs met, and everything's going to be your. This is why you don't argue over money. Money's not something you have to argue over. It's something that you're assured of. This is why you have a stable home and stable income. You know, you get together. This is what is designed by the universe. The universe has designed this for you to be stable in your life. This comes from within. You know, this is why you married your partner in the first place. You knew they would provide a stable home. This is what you saw. They were good people. They had good energy. This is what we see. One of the things about what people don't understand is that when they're ready to marry somebody, they will see them as they are. They will see their true selves. When somebody wants to hook up with somebody, what they see is what they want to hook up with. But when they, especially with women, they see a good partner. They know that partner will not stray. They know that partner will not. That partner will not stray. That partner will not, be lazy. They know that partner will have good stability, you know, good, create a safe space. This is what people see. They see, you saw this when you married your partner. But what you encounter is a little bit more than you bargained for, but you still saw the real them. And what you're seeing is the things that are not them coming out. And this is why you exhibit patience. It's energy. When we see things in our partner that we don't like, we don't run. We just sit there and we just focus on ourselves. And we don't focus on their flaws. We focus on who they really are. We focus on loving them. And we accept them for who they are. And we love them. This is what we do. You always love your partner. You always love your partner. And so you continue to love your partner. And then this will continue to go your way. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. And join me this fall as we are launching my shows, Global Loft. I have nine TV shows. I have nine global television. We have nine shows. I'm excited for this. I have Global Loft. I have It's Rick. I also have I'm hosting the Artist Cafe at 4 p.m. every day. On 9 p.m. on Friday, on Thursday nights. And I also am hosting with John Green. I'm hosting the music brunch. And John Green is taking my show, the American 40 and International 40, to host with artists and stuff. So it's a really amazing time of this. I'm excited for this next phase. It's just 10 years on this network, so I've got a 10-year contract basically. So it's amazing that we got this. It's really awesome. So I'm excited. So stay tuned for more information.